Okay, Larry, it's time for the theme song.
Yeah, Bob. What do I do?
Let's see. I know. You play the guitar.
Bob, I don't have any hands.
Oh, you're right. Well, okay. Well, you play this.
I don't want to play that. I'll look silly.
Oh, come on. It'll be fun.
Nope. Not gonna do it.
It's for the kids.
Oh, okay. But they better not laugh.
All right. Better get on out there.
If you like to talk to tomatoes, if a squash can make you smile, if you like to waltz with potatoes up and down the produce aisle, have we got a show for you? Celery, gotta be
vegetables.
Lime or beans, collard greens, peachy keen,
vegetables.
Cauliflower, sweet and sour, half an hour,
vegetables. There's never a rare show like vegetables. There's never a rare show like vegetables. It's time for vegetables.
Kids, I'm Bob the Tomato. Welcome to VeggieTales. Now, Larry won't be with us today. He's helping out some kids at a toy drive. He agreed to volunteer his time to help kids who normally don't have much, and I think that's great. God loves it when we help others. Now, Larry thought you might miss him, so he asked me to introduce you to his special friend.
Hello, I am Lutfi, the kindly teensy-weensy cucumber.
Well, hi, Lutfi. Do you want to say hi to the kids?
Oh, yes. Hello, children. I am friendly and I am kind. And I am teensy-weensy.
That's right. And since Larry is away, you're going to help with the show. Right, Lutfi?
Oh, yes. Even though I am teensy-weensy, I can be a great big helper.
Well, let's get started. I'm sorry. Will you excuse me for a moment? Cover me, Lutfi. Hello?
La-da-da-da!
Oh, hi, Larry. I was just talking about you. We just started the show. Here, well, let me put you on speaker. Can you hear me?
Yeah. It is I, Lutfi, the kindly teensy-weensy cucumber.
Oh, hi, Lutfi. You may be teensy-weensy, but you're a great big helper, aren't you?
Indeed I am.
Larry, I was just telling the kids about your volunteer work. We're proud of you, buddy. That's a great thing you're doing. God likes it when we...
Bob, I'm not doing it.
Not doing what?
I'm giving up, Bob. I'm coming home. This whole day has been a big mess.
Huh? What happened?
I didn't think it would be this hard. I got on the 151 bus and transferred to the 146, but I forgot to buy a transfer in the 151, so the bus driver wanted me to buy a whole new ticket, but I ran out of nickels. So he dropped me off like 12 blocks before I got to the 81 stop, so I hopped 7 blocks and got on the subway, but I was so tired from hopping that I fell asleep.
But...
So that's where I am now, Bob, on a payphone at the end of the subway line. I'm giving up and coming home.
You can't quit now.
Perhaps Lutfi can help.
Not now, Lutfi. Larry, just think of all the kids you can help today. And remember, you gave your word. You need to persevere.
Yes, you need to...
Lutfi, let me handle this.
What's that?
What's what?
What's persevere?
Oh, well, perseverance is just a big word that means to keep on keeping on, even when it's hard. I know that quitting and coming home would be easier, but many things worth doing take hard work. Don't you want to be a finisher?
Yeah. I'm finished riding on the bus, and I'm finished hopping around the whole town.
Lutfi is a great big helper. Lutfi knows his story about perseverance.
You do?
Yes, a teensy-weensy story.
Well, look, Larry, maybe Lutfi's story will help you out. I know you can't see, but try and listen closely.
Okay, but make it snappy. I'm down to my last three quarters, and it's cold out here.
All right, buddy. Hang on.
Once upon a teensy-weensy time.
My hero!
Start that story?
That was a silent movie.
But powerful!
How's he supposed to know what happened? He's on the phone!
Oh, I did not think of that.
Look, Larry, we're gonna have to try this again. Hold on for a couple of minutes. I'm gonna go grab another story. With sound.
I'm down to 2 quarters, Bob.
I'm hurrying! Cover me, Lutfi.
La-da-da, li-di-da-do, lo-da-bi-di, la-da-da, la-la-la.
And now it's time for Schoolhouse Polka with Laddie, the part of the show where Laddie comes out and sings a schoolhouse polka.
Weather, 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 whether you like it or not. Weather, 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 weather is cold, warm, and hot. Two, 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 my favorite toys. I'm bringing two, 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 a place the first one enjoys, and I like it too. Homophones, homophones, where the crews come cruising down. The pear, 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 pear bushes that easily bruise. I planted rose, 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 rose of a horribly bad smelling rose. Now no one knows, 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 knows if the scent will be leaving my nose, but most likely no. Oh, homophones, homophones, where the toads are towed out on the plain. Whether you like it or not. Weather, 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 weather is cold, warm, and hot.
This has been Schoolhouse Polka with Laddie. Tune in next time to hear Laddie sing.
What happened to my preposition? I took it on an expedition. Put it by the thing I keep my fish in. Got infected with a skin condition.
And?
I'm a pronoun, they're a pronoun, he's a pronoun, she's a pronoun. Wouldn't you like to be a pronoun too?
And?
It was the biggest, bluest, cleanest, brightest, quickest, newest, roundest, nicest, softest, tallest, toughest, lightest, smoothest, kindest, flattest, tightest, most amazing adjective I'd ever seen.
And?
I'm done.
Interjections? Adverbs?
No.
All righty.
Bob? Oh, Bob! Have you found this story yet?
Not yet, Lutfi. Just a few more minutes. Buy me some more time.
Oh, I have just the thing. And now it is time for Lutfi's fanciful flannograph. The part of the show where Lutfi comes out with his fanciful flannograph and teaches a most important lesson. Hello, children. I am Lutfi, and this is my fanciful flannograph. By the color of my clothes and the shamrock in my hand, I bet you are thinking it is St. Patrick's Day. If this is March 17th, then you are right. That is because every year on March 17th, people everywhere celebrate St. Patrick's Day. A long, long time ago, in a country called England, a little baby was born. His name was...
St. Patrick!
Hold on! You are not old enough to talk. And your name is not yet St. Patrick.
Sorry.
Your name is Maewen Suket.
Hurry up and name me St. Patrick.
Shh!
Sorry.
Maewen Suket grew up as a normal little boy.
Can I talk now?
Yes.
Maewen Suket. I'm a normal boy. A normal boy with a strange name.
Maywin went to school. He played. He went to church.
No soccer balls in church.
And he was kidnapped by pirates.
Wait, that's not normal.
If you were too normal, you would not have a holiday named after you.
Good point.
The pirates took Maywin to a country called Ireland. There he was sold as a slave and his name was changed.
Slave bad, name change good. Hi, I'd like to request St. Patrick.
Not yet. He was now called...
Pig Boy! Feed the pigs, Pig Boy!
Maywin Suckett has a rather nice ring to it.
Now this was the land of the Druids, and the people there spoke a different language. But we'll make believe everyone spoke English, like Star Trek.
Even the pigs?
No, not the pigs.
Okay.
The Druids also did not know about God. They practiced a religion known as paganism.
Paganism?
Yes. Instead of praying to God, pagans prayed to things like twigs.
Oh, mighty twig, you are powerful and twig-like.
And pond scum.
Oh, mighty pond scum, you are powerful and scummy.
And they painted with all the colors of the wind. And so it was that Pig Boy Maywin Suckett went about serving his master, mopping his floors, feeding his pigs, and learning his language.
Pig.
Pig.
Now, Maywin was very far from home and very lonely. He remembered what he had learned in church about God loving him and always being with him. So Maywin began praying and talking to God. He prayed before bedtime. He prayed when he worked. He prayed when he ate. In fact, he prayed all the time. Why, in no time at all, he was praying over 100 times a day.
That's a lot, but it's cool.
Would you like to pray to me, Twig?
No, I'm good.
Maywin grew very close to God, and God took care of him and kept him safe. And one day, after Maywin had been in Ireland for 6 years, God told him it was time to go.
All right. Later, pigs.
Ah, biggity-boo, googly-goo, hi-ly-ly-ly-hi-ly-loo.
Maywin walked and walked and walked. 200 miles before reaching the sea.
Good day, Captain. My name's Maywin Suckett. I was captured 6 years ago by pirates and sold into slavery. Since then, I've been feeding pigs and praying 100 times a day. Can I have a lift?
All right, then.
The ship sailed for 3 days before reaching the coast. Then they set off on foot to the nearest town. But their directions were a little off. After 28 days of walking, their supplies had run out. The men were starving.
Are you starving?
I'm starving.
I'm starving too.
We're all going to die if we don't get something to eat.
See, Maywin, you said you pray 100 times a day. How about praying for some food?
Yeah, Maywin.
Yeah, come on.
One up.
Oh, all right. Amen.
Uh-oh. Oh, it's miraculously delicious.
You know, Maywin, you really got something going there. Thanks a lot.
Don't thank me, Captain. Thank God.
All right, then. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, back home, the years passed by, and Maywin continued to grow closer to God. And one night, he had a dream.
We beg of your holy youth that you should come and work again among us.
Maywin dreamed that the people of Ireland were calling him back to come and tell them about God.
Well, but you mind if I finish school first? I'm doing quite well.
No. Take your time. No rush.
All right, then.
So Maywin got his education, and because of his hard work and great love for God, he became a bishop. Which meant he had a lot of responsibilities in the church and could help many people. It also meant that he got a new name. Patrick.
Saint Patrick?
The saint part comes a little bit later.
All right, then.
And Patrick made his way back to Ireland, back to the place where he had been taken by pirates and sold as a slave many years before. Back he went to tell the people about God.
So you see, God is like a shamrock.
Oh, great shamrock! You are powerful!
No. This is simply a metaphor.
Oh, great metaphor!
No. God is like a shamrock because he is three persons in one. He is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. One God, three persons.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. Right. So, are there any ways that God is, say, like a twig?
No, none that come to mind.
Oh, all right, just asking.
And so it was that through Patrick, the people of Ireland turned to God. And God blessed Patrick as Patrick blessed the people of Ireland. He lived a good long life among the people he loved so much and had been called to serve. On March 17th, in the year 460, Patrick died at the age of 73, and his name was changed one last time, this time to Saint Patrick. And that is why every year on March 17th, people all over wear a little green, the color of Ireland, and celebrate Saint Patrick's Day. A great man who loved Ireland and who loved God. The end.
All righty, I found the film. Larry, are you still with us, buddy?
Yeah, I'm still here. But did you hear that story about St. Patrick? That was really cool.
No, I didn't catch it. But I did find the story about perseverance.
It took a little to find some, no? Oh, that is a good one.
One quarter, Bob. That's all I got.
All right, buddy. Hang on. Roll film!
If you want to know who we are wrestlers of Japan. For many a match at ring, for many a sumo fan. Champion wrestler, a massive cord and holder of the title. Many have tried, but none have beaten him. A fact that is particularly vital. Defer to the sumo champion wrestler. Defer to the champion, to the champion.
Champion Son! Champion Son! Jim Gordley for ESN, the Emperor's Sports Network! Apollo Gord, you have a championship match coming up to celebrate the Year of the Scallion! Would you care to comment on your opponent, Potato?
Yes, I've got a haiku for Potato. No way Potato will stay on the mat and linger when I give him a belly ringer.
I don't think that's actually a haiku.
Not even close. Tell him.
I'm not gonna tell him. You tell him.
I'm not gonna tell him.
Hey, who's the clown climbing into the ring with Potato?
I'll pity the clown!
Hey, Poe, look! I'm a spring roll.
Oh, yeah.
Wait,
spring
that's
roll.
No clown.
Yeah, it's his sparring partner,
the Italian Scallion.
Italian Scallion? He's a cucumber. How do you get a name like Italian Scallion?
You never heard how that got started? Story goes he was raised by an onion family known as the Scallions.
Hey.
He never realized he was different and grew up thinking he was a scallion.
That doesn't make sense.
Sure it does. Plus, scallion only rhymes with, like, five words, and Italian is the catchiest.
No, I mean the silk screen.
The silk screen is a theatrical device used to make exposition more visually interesting. It's avant-garde.
The spoon! That's good! That was funny!
Quit laughing, Poe! You're supposed to be sparring with that joker!
Hey, Mikey, have any recycling today?
Help yourself.
Poe, look!
Look at that jibber-jabber! Oh, that's funny! Aching back. Might as well call workman's comp. It's thrown out again.
Now that's a haiku!
Haiku. Three unrhymed lines of 5, 7, and 5 syllables. Haiku.
What are you doing, Scallion? You're supposed to help Poe train, not give him a sprain.
Sorry. I was just joking around. A joking sumo eye, a lad of quips and wisecracks, who throws his custard pies back where whoopee cushions lie. My shenanigans are long through every antic ranging, and to your humors changing, I sing my silly song. I sing my silly song.
Sit down. That's your problem. You're always joking around. Look at you! You said you wanted to be a sumo. But the minute it got hard, you gave up! You got no guts, kid. Well, no gut. You're skinny! You could have had seconds, even thirds at the dinner table! You could have been big. You never finish anything! Unless it's a punchline.
Not finish anything? Name one thing I didn't finish.
Yo, Scallion, did you finish fixing my bike yet? I need it for my paper route.
Y'all want a list?
Oh, I pity the me.
What do you mean Potato is hurt? Who did it?
It was an accident.
Champion son, now who will you wrestle for the championship and the prize that goes with it?
Bike.
I want the championship. I don't care about the prize.
I won't have to finish fixing Hadrian's bike if I can have that one.
Hey, I'll take it.
You wrestle Apollo for the championship?
Wrestle Apollo? I was talking about the bike.
How about this, Haiku? In the year of the Scallion, how about a bout with the Italian Scallion?
Closer. The champ's only off by 2 syllables.
No, 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 forget it. Apollo's way out of Scallion's league.
Hey, I knocked Potato out of the ring.
He slipped on a banana peel.
Well, it was my fault anyway. I owe it to Poe. Tell him I'll take his place.
What did you say?
He got to take his place.
Come here.
Scallion, you're a hoot. That's the funniest joke I've ever heard. The Italian Scallion in a ring with Apollo Gord because you want a bite?
That joke won't last 8 seconds in the ring with Apollo.
Oh, you are right, Jean-Claude.
No, really. I accept the challenge. What could be so hard about staying in the ring for 8 seconds? I've got jokes with punchlines longer than that.
He's accepted the challenge from Gord. They say he's a quitter, he'd better get fitter, or Scallion will surely succumb. So tame your expressions of glee.
On this subject, be pray you be mum. You'll find there not many who fight for a penny, despite with a rather large sum. A very good bargain indeed.
On this subject, we pray you be mum, mum, mum. Despite with a rather large sum, sum. You'll find there are not many, not many, not many who fight for a penny. It's a bargain indeed, it's a very good doctor you'll need. As you can see, a good bargain indeed. As you can see, a good doctor you'll need. Yes indeed, yes indeed, yes indeed, yes indeed.
Kid, why are you doing this?
I owe it to Poe. And I need that bike. I owe that to Hadrian.
But Apollo's the champ. No one's ever stayed in the ring with him longer than 8 seconds.
There's always a first time.
But you only have 2 weeks to train. How do you expect to stick to it and see it through to the end?
You could help me. You could be my trainer.
Me? Oh, you know, kid, in a funny kind of way, you remind me of myself when I was your age. Okay, I'll do it. But you gotta promise to do everything I say, no matter how ridiculous it seems at the time. You gotta stick with it and not give up.
Okay, I promise.
Hi-ya!
Big sweeping circles! Big sweeping circles!
This is training? I'm mopping the floor!
It's an agility drill!
Hi-ya!
Love your recycling drill, Mikey.
It teaches the most important thing any wrestler should have, a keen sense of balance. Make that the second most important thing.
Hi-ya!
You gotta keep eating, kid. I told you getting into shape wasn't gonna be easy. Here.
Yuck! I'm supposed to drink this?
Of course not. They're raw. You scramble them.
Hi-ya!
To go up against Apollo!
Hi-ya!
Have you made all the arrangements for my victory party?
Really, champ?
And my post-game interview with Jim Gordley? But what?
Aren't you going to train for the wrestling match?
Train? To fight Scallion? Is a pushover. I could beat him in my sleep.
Oh, more training, he says he'll do none. Thinks Scallion's a quitter, he won't get much fitter. In seconds, the match will be done. Stay tuned, this is just getting fun, 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 so much fun!
Hi-ya!
What's the matter, kid?
Training is tough.
I want to show you something.
Who's that clown?
Me, when I was your age. They called me Mr. Juicy. Yeah, I goofed around like you. I never took anything seriously. But I learned you can change. The key is sticking it out to the end, even when it's hard. That's perseverance. I learned that working hard and finishing well can be very rewarding.
Is that you?
Yep, Alexander the Grape, Grand Sumo Champion 3 years running! Before my knee injury, of course. Look, Scallion,
Sometimes there's a good reason to stop and quit, but not just because it's too hard. God asks us to do lots of things that are hard, but they're good things, and they make us better people. Most things worth having take hard work. Perseverance, Scallion. Perseverance.
That's the problem, Mikey. I don't got what it takes. Maybe that's the reason I'm always clowning around. It's the only thing I'm any good at. I'm no good at training or wrestling or finishing. I'm only good at making with the jokes. I quit.
Yo, Scallion!
Yo, Hadrian.
Why aren't you training?
I don't know. Look, Hadrian, about the training, what's that thing on your head?
Oh, I made it for show and tell. It's a scallion headpiece, like you wear. It felt great to finish it and show everyone, you know?
No, I don't. I never finished any of my show and tell projects. Was it hard?
Yeah, but then I figured if you could stick to something, so could I.
You figured that?
Mm-hmm.
A sumo can't go wrong when he keeps on keeping on. Put up a fight for what is right. Don't quit until you're done. Until that final bell. God loves it when we finish well. So don't
that I've got to get back to it. I've got to keep my eye on the tiger. Yeah.
Reminding you that the first sumo to toss his opponent out of the ring wins!
I'm going to bounce you out.
Go for it.
Scallion is in trouble already! Apollo is pushing him around the ring! Uh-oh! Here it comes, fans! Apollo's infamous belly ringer! Right at the 8-second mark! challenger is still standing. 8 seconds have passed, and the Italian Scallion is still in the ring. Not sure that's a word. It is? Wait, folks. They're telling me inconceivable is a word. But inconceivable is more appropriate in this instance. But then, no challenger has ever lasted that long!
He went longer than anybody! He's a winner in my book! I did it! I persevered! I feel great! The feeling of finishing is a blossom that blooms in my heart. As I merrily dance and I sing, I welcome the hope that it brings of finishing things that I start.
Of finishing things that he starts.
And that's what he means when he says finishing.
He's welcome as flowers that bloom in the spring.
Hi-ya, 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 the flowers that bloom in the spring. Hi-ya, 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 hi-ya.
Hadrian, I got something for you.
The tiger bike? You win the tiger bike?
Well, no, but they gave me the bell. And finishing is its own reward. I feel great. One more thing. Since I'm gonna be a finisher from now on...
You put my bike back together!
Yep, it wasn't easy. Well, it was easier than wrestling Apollo Gord. But it still felt great.
Hi-ya!
Well, Larry, what'd you think? Are you ready to persevere and keep on keeping on to the toy drive?
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
Larry?
If you need help,
Larry?
Then dial your operator.
Oh, no. He must have run out of quarters. I sure hope he...
Hi, Bob.
Larry, you're back!
Yep. Here I am.
Well, what about the kids? I don't know how much of the story you heard, but it was...
I pretty much heard the whole thing. Ran out of quarters right near the end. But I had a great time with the kids, Bob. I helped give away toys, and we had sandwiches, took pictures. You should have seen the look on their faces. It was so cool.
When I heard the busy signal, I thought you'd given up.
Nope. I got right back on the subway, got off at the 81 bus, took that to the 49, grabbed a burrito, got on the 92, hopped 3 more blocks, and I was there.
Wow, sounds complicated.
But worth it.
Well, what do you say we talk about what we learned today?
And so what we have learned applies to our lives today. And God has a lot to say in his book.
What happened?
QWERTY, you okay?
Sorry, Lutfi, what did you do?
Lutfi fits into tiny places.
You killed QWERTY!
Oh, no, I did not kill him. I just made him sputter and smoke, and there is a difference.
Well, we're going to have to get him repaired, and we need a verse now. What are we going to do?
Lutfi might be teensy-weensy, but he is a great big helper who knows his scripture memory verses.
Memory verses?
Oh, yes. You see, we know that God's word is for everyone. Take a look. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. Hebrews 10:36.
Wow! You're one smart teensy-weensy cucumber.
You see, Larry, God wants us to persevere, to keep on keeping on.
Even when it's hard, right, Bob?
Especially then. That's when we need to decide to be a finisher. When we're trying to do something we know God would want us to do, he cares whether we finish or not. God promises that finishing has its rewards.
Hi-ya!
Well, that's all the time we have for today, kids. Remember, God made you special.
And he loves you very much.
This is wonderful. So, what are we doing for our next show?
Bye!
Guys? Guys? Fellows?
Hi-ya!